Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
I know it's been a minute since we covered the year 1965 and 1966, but if you read the title of today's episode, you've probably already guessed that today we're going to talk about the year 1967.
That's right. If you recall, we decided that we're going to dedicate an entire episode for each year that fell during Generation X. And 1967 is the third year of Gen X.
Yep. Generation X ranges from 1965 until 1980. And today we're setting our time machine for the groovy year of 1967.
1967 was a year of revolution, rebellion, and remarkable achievements. The Beatles ruled the airwaves, Hollywood delivered some unforgettable movies, and television was entering a golden age. Meanwhile, the world was changing rapidly. Civil rights movements, the Vietnam War protests, and some space exploration were making headlines. Oh, and let's not forget the Summer of Love.
Before we dive into pop culture, let's set the scene. The world in 1967 was full of major events that shaped history. Here's what was going on. The Vietnam War was at its height, sparking protests worldwide. The anti-war movement was gaining momentum, especially among young people, with massive demonstrations across the United States. In civil rights news, Thurgood Marshall became the first African-American Supreme Court justice, and interracial marriage bans were struck down in the landmark Loving versus Virginia case. NASA was making strides toward the moon, but the year started on a tragic note with the Apollo 1 disaster. That was before my time. What happened? Did it explode?
Yes.
Apollo 1? Was that a movie?
Yeah.
I didn't see it because I wasn't interested enough. I had this written down, but then I didn't explain it. And for the people out there, thank you for knowing, because I would have probably had to pause it and then go Google it and then come back and done a take two. Moving on a lighter note, the world's first successful heart transplant was performed in South Africa by Dr. Christian Bernard. The first ATM was installed in London, finally a way to get cash without dealing with a bank teller. And Rolling Stone magazine published its first issue featuring John Lennon on the cover. A year of progress, turmoil, and change. But for now, let's move on to something a little more fun, entertainment.
All right, music lovers, 1967 was a huge year for rock, pop, and soul. Some of the greatest songs ever recorded hit the charts this year. Here are some of the biggest hits.
I hope you pronounce all these correctly, but I'll be here if you don't.
To Sir With Love, Lulu. The Letter, The Box Tops. Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. Windy, The Association.
I don't know any of those songs.
Yeah, I'm a Believer, The Monkees.
Okay, that one I know.
My favorite. Light My Fire, The Doors.
All right. Now we're talking. These are songs I know.
Penny Lane, The Beatles.
Okay, I know that. Good song.
Happy Together,
mm-hmm.
The Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin.
That's right, The Queen.
And All You Need Is Love, The Beatles. And let's not forget about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, the groundbreaking album from the Beatles that completely changed the music industry. Psychedelic rock was taking over, Motown was thriving, and the soul music was making waves.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood had...
Why does this all say Chris? Why do I have you listed for all this stuff?
I know.
Hey, I'm interrupting because you're not going to be able to pronounce some of these words. Actually, maybe I should let you go and see if you what you pronounce and what you don't pronounce.
Let's try it. Hollywood had an incredible year in 1967, bringing us some iconic films that are still celebrated today. Here were some of the biggest movies.
I'm looking at the list right now. I've seen zero of these.
The Graduate, a coming-of-age classic starring Dustin Hoffman and the unforgettable line, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Oh, I've heard that, but I've never seen the movie, nor will I ever see it, probably.
So. I haven't seen it. Bonnie and Clyde, a groundbreaking film with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
Beatty.
That revolutionized crime dramas.
Yeah, still not going to see that one either.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? A powerful film about interracial marriage starring Sidney Poitier.
Poitier.
Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn.
Okay.
Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman at his absolute best in a prison drama that gave us the famous line, what we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, I've heard that line.
Yeah, me too.
I've never once heard the name of this movie in my entire life, although I have heard of Paul Newman, but I don't think I've ever seen a Paul Newman movie.
In the Heat of Night, another Sidney Poitier classic.
In the Heat of the Night, and it's Sidney Poitier.
Classic that addressed racism in America and gave us the unforgettable quote, they call me Mr. Tubbs.
Tibbs?
Tibbs.
And I've never heard that quote. I only know because I did the research on this. I've never heard that quote, though.
And meanwhile, Disney was still going strong with The Jungle Book, and James Bond was at it again with You Only Live Twice, starring Sean Connery.
Maybe controversial, maybe not. Sean Connery was the best James Bond.
Agreed.
Also, I didn't know The Jungle Book was that old.
That is pretty old.
That's pretty old. I didn't know. Somehow I thought it came out during our lifetime, but I guess not.
Television was having a moment in 1967 with some of the most beloved shows of all time gracing our screens.
This is like a super Chris-centric episode.
I know.
We're hearing a lot from you. I'm the one that wrote down the notes and stuff, and I just put Chris's name next to everything. So sorry, guys. That's why I'm trying to chime in and interrupt.
Here's some of those top shows that people were tuning into.
Not turning into.
The Andy Griffin Show. Love it.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Gunsmoke. I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
The Lucy Show. Classic.
Is that I Love Lucy? Or did she have... Was it a spinoff? I wonder. Actually, we should have researched this. I don't know. I've seen the original I Love Lucy.
Bonanza.
Yeah, never seen that
never
either.
Seen it. Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh, my dad loved that one.
I think my aunt Karen, who we call KK, she liked all these shows.
Yeah.
She probably still watches them in reruns somewhere, like on TV Land.
Star Trek. This is an original series, still relatively new. And sci-fi fans were boldly going where no man had gone before.
And I have proudly never seen an episode of Star Trek. And at this point, I'm not going to. It was kind of like when I was a kid, you either picked Star Trek or Star Wars. I jumped on the Star Wars bandwagon, so I'm not watching Star Trek.
And the old Batman with Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
In tights.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember there used to be reruns before school when I was a kid of that show.
Yeah. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
That was on in the morning, too.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Bewitched.
Oh, I've seen Bewitched many times. Yes.
And I Dream of Jeannie.
I've seen that one many times, too. But that was also another one. Both of those were, like, in the morning
shows. Yes, right before school.
When we were kids, there were no cartoons except for Saturdays. Unless you found a random episode of Scooby-Doo or something.
Yeah.
There were no cartoons, so we had to watch all these old shows. That's what was on, like, in the mornings before school, when we came home from school.
Yeah.
It was the Brady Bunch, actually, after school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's how we got to see all those old shows.
And these shows weren't just entertainment. They were cultural touchstones that brought families together in front of the TV every night.
All right, so now let's get into some of the weird, wonderful, and groovy facts from 1967. It was the year of the Summer of Love. Thousands of people gathered in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district to celebrate peace, love, and music. If I ever had to pick a time that I wished I had been alive for, it would have been that. It must have been so cool to be alive during that time. Anyway, Dr. James Bedford became the first person to be cryogenically frozen. As of today, he's still on ice. The first Super Bowl was played between the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Green Bay won. If you just heard that weird sound, that was my phone. I forgot to turn the volume off. Oops. The cost of a brand new Ford Mustang was around $2,500, and I think we should all cry together about that one. The cost of a movie ticket was $1.25, and I think I already said this, but the first issue of Rolling Stone magazine hit the stands. Do they still make that? I don't even know if that's still a thing. Do they still print magazines? I know they print, like, the National Enquirer and stuff, because I see it when I check out at the grocery store, but I don't know about magazines. And here's a fun fact. The term hippie was becoming mainstream in 1967 thanks to the counterculture movement. So if you were wearing tie-dye and dancing barefoot in a park, you were officially part of history.
And if you were born in 1967, here's a throwback to the most popular baby names of the year. For boys, it was Michael, David, James, John, and Robert. And top girl names were Lisa, Kimberly, Michelle, Mary, and Susan. So if you have one of these names, congratulations. You were officially trendy in 1967.
So the text was from the library, and we have a hold at the library, and it says we have 48 hours to pick it up. Since when are there time limits? Or maybe they texted one time already and I missed it. But we have a hold at the library. I hope it's one of my books, actually, because I'm expecting several. Oh, it might be. It might be my Key West food critic. It's a cozy mystery series. I've been waiting for her new book for like 2 months from the library. Anyway, so we're almost done, but we're pretty much done. So that was 1967. It was a year of music, movies, cultural revolutions, and historical milestones. Whether you remember it firsthand or you're just discovering it now, there's no denying that it was a pivotal moment in history.
So thanks for joining us on this journey through time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friend. And let us know what's your favorite part of 1967. And leave us a comment or on social media somewhere.
I think my favorite part would have been the hippie movement had I been around during that time.
I'm going to have to go Star Trek.
Of course. I knew that.
Until next time. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.